I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside my co-host and special guest this week. He's Bingo Emmons, Creative Construction of Wisconsin, brought me a special treat today. Bingo, thanks for that.
Yeah, it was awesome. I was up all night making it.
Yeah, I'm sure you were. When you walked in, I thought, oh man, probably not going to eat a lot of those. You know, trying to watch a little bit. And when you told me it was zucchini, I thought, yeah, well, I don't like zucchini, so I'm probably not going to like these. But I thought it'd be kind and try one because, again, you slaved over. You know, yeah. It was you, of course, that made these.
Oh, yeah, it was me as well.
Deb had nothing to do with it. Nothing. Sammy have anything to do with it?
No, this was all Deb's deal.
It
she
was?
Made it, and then she said, I want to give a couple of them, you know, and I ate quite a few of them last night. You'd be surprised. It's zucchini, you're thinking, no way. Those things are awesome.
They're unbelievable. So if my wife's listening, very healthy snack that Deb Emmons created, and I never thought I liked zucchini until exactly like 5 minutes ago.
Nobody does. You got to lie. We had zucchini bread for one of my birthday parties one year, and my mom made it. It was really good, but she says, just tell all the kids they're magic bars.
Hey, Nick, do me a favor. Right behind me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, try one.
All right.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you this. You only get one, pal. You only get one. Because you know what? I'm bigger than you, and I'll chase you, and I'll catch you. You get one, and then you tell me that these things are like addicting, so be careful with it.
All right.
Hey, Bingo, there's a lot of things going on, and we're going to talk a little bit about the home remodeling show, and I've got a bunch of work questions for you. We're actually going to get into texture matching, which is something that you guys do at Creative Construction Wisconsin, and we've never really talked about. I mean, we talk a lot about stucco, we talk a lot about plaster, we talk about a lot of things you guys do, but the texture matching is something that we haven't. And I actually have a bunch of questions regarding that, and we'll get to it. The foundation, we talked about the Nary Foundation, the golf outing a few weeks ago, what a huge success that was. Everybody seemed to have a really good time. I hit the ball pretty well there for a while, then it went away, then it came back. It was really odd. But we made some money.
You were like hit or miss. It's either right there, like, oh my gosh, he's really good, or oh my God.
The one guy said, I've played this course 8 times. I never knew there was water on the right of this hole. It was so far to the right. It was probably for another hole, but I put that ball smack in the middle of that. Another event coming up for Nary Milwaukee, coming up Friday, August 23rd, is a Sporting Clays fundraiser. And I know that Zach is really involved with the foundation, and he's a guy that has really gotten into shooting clays, and he's shooting a lot. Friday, August 23rd, the event schedule, and it's going to be held at the Waukesha Gun Club. And it's a Nary Milwaukee Foundation, which is the charitable arm of Nary Milwaukee, is hosting this. And you can go online and get it. It's 10 or noon to 1 is lunch and registration. Noon to 3:45 is silent auction. 1 to 3:15 sporting clay. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Going to be the biggest event I think they've had as far as a shoot is involved.
Well, it's actually a playing. My son went to one of these at Waukesha, so he actually talked everybody into going to Waukesha, because you do the clay shoot and that's a lot of fun, but then they do the slurry thing.
Yeah,
you know, it's like whoever has the most bullets usually wins. I mean, they just shoot as fast as you can, as many as you can.
I saw that, and I can see Zach getting involved.
He's got
that.
An extra chambers. He's loaded up.
I bet he's ready to go. The shoot is open to non-Mary members as well. So if you want to get involved in this, and you want to just be part of a really fun kind of day, and understand that the money goes to help kids in trade programs, which is awesome. And again, that is Friday, August 23rd. It's at the Waukesha Gun Club. And it's a full day of events. It really is. That team, all team flurry that Bingo was talking about, 3:15 to 3:45, 3:15 to 4:30, kind of an after shoot Kind of a relaxer. Cash Bar, 3:45, a silent auction closes. So there's a, it's a full day. You get out there at noon, 12:30 for registration, have a little lunch, and then you get going. And there's a lot of cool things to be involved in. $70 per person includes one course of the shooting clays. Bring your own gun and shells. Ammunition is available for purchase at that point. But you can go to the foundation page. There's a registration form. If you can't or you don't want it, you don't know at this point if you're going to go, and it comes to August 22nd, you can still go out there and register.
Yeah, you can register.
You register even that morning. So the raffle tickets for gun drawings, there's a lot of really cool things going on. And again, it's August 23rd, raising money for kids that are going in the trades, and the NARI Foundation does as good a job as anybody I know. Supporting those kids. It's the 7th annual Sporting Clays fundraiser. And again, Waukesha Gun Club on Friday, August 23rd. You don't have to be a NARI member to join. If you're a contractor and you're not a NARI member, this would be a great time. And you're involved in shooting clay and you like that sport.
That's a good point. It's a good time because you have to learn that we're all competitors.
Yeah.
And we're all just out there having fun. We all, you know, I mean, we network, we talk to each other.
Well,
and you know, I might be bidding against somebody or talking to, but I work together with all these people too.
Look, having fun and raising money for a great cause at the same time, which I don't know how you beat that.
It isn't just kids for the education. There's adults who want to do continuing education, you know, certification programs. Those scholarships are available for that too.
Yeah, and we've talked about this the last couple of weeks. And we got away from talking about it for a while, and we're back talking about it because I'm a big fan of the foundation. And go to NARIFoundation.org or go to the NARIMilwaukee.org, and you can find the foundation information on that website and see all the things that they do with the money that they raise. And when they're raising money by doing things like the golf outing, this clay shoot, you know, the bags tournament, that kind of stuff, all fun stuff that you can do and get involved in, where part of the proceeds then go into the fund through the foundation, and then they get sent out to kids and again, adults that are looking to get into the trades, whether it's MATC or WCTC and schools like that. They're going to help. They have scholarships available, so get involved with that. Hey, the 2019 Home Remodeling Show is coming up. It's in a couple of months.
I can't believe that.
I know. Well,
we just had the spring show last week, didn't we?
I know. It seems like it, doesn't it? October 18th, 19th, and 20th. And we always start talking about these a couple months ahead. And you think, it's a long time from now. And then all of a sudden, it's the week of, and we're talking who's going to be there and what's going to be offered. And but make sure you put that on your calendar if you know you're going to go. You know, you can go, you can buy tickets online right now, get a discount on tickets. They're $8. $10 at the door, $8 seniors 60 and over if ordering online or an ID at the door is requested and required. Kids 17 and under are free. Active and former military are free with an ID at the door. But if you know you're going to go and you're going to go out there on a Friday or a Saturday or that Sunday, go online now, get your tickets because you're going to save a couple of bucks. And you can do that by going to NARIMilwaukee.org. They don't have all the, it's too far out to have everybody who's signed up because there's still time for NARI members to get involved with this. So as we get closer, they'll have a list of all the events that are going on that day. And I'm on that board, so I know that we're getting some pretty cool events going for this show. And again, State Fair Park, October 18th, 19th, and 20th, Home and Remodeling Show. You like those weekends? Those are busy weekends.
Oh yeah,
for you
they're
guys.
Busy, and a lot of people don't realize is you say, well, I'll wait till next spring. I want to do it next spring. That's almost too late.
It is.
If you want to do a house next spring, you want a product next spring, you have to come to the fall show to get lined up because it takes 6 to 8 weeks just to get windows ordered. I mean, things just take a while to happen.
Yeah. Speaking of windows, one of your favorite people in the world is Gina Della from Pella, and she loves you, by the way. I was just out at their Experience Center yesterday. And it's a new facility for them out on Bluemont Road, right just a little bit to the west from Cops and on Brookfield Road. And what a beautiful facility that is. Wow. They've really done a nice job. And you can go in there and see all kinds of stuff as far as windows, doors, get all the information that you need. And I told her yesterday you were coming in. She asked me to say hi.
I'll tell her hi back.
Yeah. You know, she when she comes in and does the show with me, the first couple of times she was like, look, I'm not as involved, and we're not as involved in Nary's we're going to be and we should be. So I don't know if I want a Nary member to be kind of your co-host because I'm a little uncomfortable. And then you came. And she was like, anytime I'm in, if Bingo wants to come in, I'm good. No worries about that because he made it really easy. So she made sure and she asked me to say hello to you.
They're a part of it now. I mean, you know, she's in it now. I mean, Scott Story's on the foundation. He's running for the board. You know, that's from Pella.
Yep.
I mean, you know, she's totally, she's getting into it.
And her son, Alex, who I had a chance to compete against in the bags tournament last year. Yeah, it was a rough day for the young man.
When I do the bags, I know we even sponsor and everything. Yeah, I do one round at best.
Well, Jessie from Milestone has been my partner. She asked me to be her partner 2 years ago. I said, I've never played bags before. And she goes,
I'm pretty sure she won't be your partner this fall.
I know. What?
She's really big.
So her and I'll be twins.
She'd be really,
we'll be fine.
She's a little bigger now.
I'll go and pick up the bags for her because she's. If we have to take a year off, that's okay. Because right. I've told Alex Della from Pella that I'll never play him again, because now I whooped him, and the rest of my life and the rest of his life, I can say, why would I play you? I whooped you already, man. I don't want to have to play you. And now he's like, come on, I've been practicing. I said, no, I have not been. So I'm not playing yet. But just some of the things that Nary Foundation does, again, to raise money is wonderful. And we talked about the clay shoot coming up. We certainly talked about the home remodeling show. When that weekend comes, Bingo, I don't think people understand all the work that goes in behind the scenes. So for the spring show, I mean, Zach was moving, man. He was working hard with Skills USA, with a bunch of things going on. And I would stop to say hi to him, and he'd say, I don't have time. I got to go. And he was zipping around. The people that do all the work behind the scenes really put in a lot of time for that.
Oh, yeah, especially Michelle and the office staff.
Oh, my goodness.
Those, I mean, they start working on – they're working on that. I mean, she's working on the spring show. She's working on next year's spring show that day while she's at that spring show.
Right.
She's always working on that stuff.
Yeah, and Lori, they do a nice job over there. They're, you know, I sit in that little office with them and do PA mentions, and then go and introduce people up on the stage and stuff like that. And it's funny to me because when you're in that little office and it's just the front office girls and me, they're silly and talking foolishness. And then a Nary member walks in and has a problem, and they go right into professional mode. And they go take care of the problem, they figure it out, and then they come back and make fun of me. And they're really good at that, Bingo.
You don't have to tell me. I mean, I'm in the same boat.
Oh,
especially Lori, yeah, she just constantly, she doesn't stop.
Oh, I thought it was me. You know what I thought all this time? You know when you're in grade school and there's the one girl that keeps punching you on the arm and on the playground? It's because she likes you.
I think she just likes to harass me. That's,
oh,
that's
I thought
what
maybe,
I think.
I thought maybe Lori had this little Mikey crush thing going. No, maybe not. Yeah, I doubt it. She's like that to everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, these texture matching, the service that you guys offer is something that is pretty impressive, and I've got a number of questions for you regarding that because we haven't talked about it. Again, we've always talked about, you know, stucco, and we've talked about plaster and the things that you guys do, kind of your go-to stuff, but this is another one of them, correct?
Yeah, man, that's what we're good for is we're good at that duplicate. I'm a really good copy person. I'm really good at copying whatever somebody else did to make it look good. And that's one of those, like, Zach's pet peeve. He always calls me all the time because he'll go to do a job. He's just doing one. We're doing for, you know, Zaki shelter up there, and we're helping. And he says, do you guys want me to texture this? And he said, no, we're just going to leave it smooth because nobody knows how to texture it. I'm like, we're like, I go, Zach goes, I'm standing right here and you're saying that.
I mean, this is what I do.
And that's what we do. And I work for a lot of companies, you know, like Story Hill and all those people. They just like, I walk around there with their drywallers and they'll be like, nobody can match that texture. And go, that's why Bingo's here.
Yeah. And well, I got a bunch of questions for you on that. We're also later in the show going to talk more about Skills USA. And the reason I want to talk about them today is, look, we're 3 or 4 weeks from back to school. Kids getting back to school, and I think it's important that we highlight a little bit about Skills USA and what they do, how they do it, why they do it, and make sure that as kids are getting back to school.
Well, we're
pretty
impressed. You know, do you see the winner of the Barnerville that won? They took 10th overall in the country.
Did they really?
In the national competition.
That doesn't surprise you at all, does it?
No. And especially there's three girls and one guy.
They were really good.
You saw them. They literally could be in it. They're union workers, top-notch workers. I mean, they knew exactly what they're doing. They even stopped for a break, which is amazing to me.
It was encouraging that they were, you know what? It was a co-ed team, totally. And those girls knew what they were doing.
Too bad they're in the middle. We should put them on front of the middle display. It's just the way they lined up, but we should put them on front display. People see it. These are these girls, and they're just going at it.
Yeah, and they're really good. Hey, let's get you a break. Bingo Emmons, Creative Construction of Wisconsin. You can go to callcreativeconstruction.com. For any information on Bingo or his company, this is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside Bingo Emmons, Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Call creativeconstruction.com. You all right over there?
All right.
The microphone's just falling.
Well, I got a zucchini stuck on it.
Is that it? Nick, what'd you think of those?
10 out of 10. Definitely would recommend.
So, you know, when we talked about normally people make zucchini, you got to pretend you like it. You're not doing that in this one.
No, not pretend you like it. You pretend it's something else.
Oh, there it is.
You just don't tell them it's zucchini.
Oh, there it is.
Magic muffins or something.
Yeah, well, nobody's ever done that. They've always said it's zucchini.
Magic muffins. I think that got approved. I don't know if it's actually official yet. Can you make magic muffins yet or no?
Oh, I don't think you can. Colorado, you can. Yeah. Yeah, Colorado and soon to be Illinois, but not here in the beautiful state of Wisconsin. So the idea of texture matching, and it's certainly a hard thing, I think, for people to do if they haven't done it or they're trying to do it for the first time. So I want to kind of talk a little bit about some of the tricks of the trade and some of the things that you guys, it's almost an art form in itself, correct?
Yeah, I go through this, especially when my son was younger. I used to always tell him all the time, you have to use your eyes. Your eyes are your gift. Your gift of matching is your eyes. You have to make it so you can't see it. You know, the proudest moment you are as a plaster when you do patching is you can't tell that you worked there. That's when you know you did it good. You know, it says, I can't even tell where you worked. Thank you. It's like when you go to auto body guys. And I used to always wonder about that because I see patching all the time. You know, you take your car to an auto body, you expect it to be perfect.
Right.
Right? But for some reason, the trades for a while, they got to be like, well, that's all right. You can see it. Well, you can't see it from three blocks away, but, you know, I mean, they make it. They don't. It's like they just don't use their eyes or stuff. And I always talk about we use our eyes, and you have to try to think, especially stuff done in the 1800s or early 1900s. You got to think about the kind of tools and equipment that they had. They didn't have these air machines and, you know, air compressors and stuff like that.
So I got a text from somebody here that said, look, I can only stay by the radio for a few minutes. Can you ask this for me? How do you texture a ceiling with a sponge?
Oh, yeah, maybe we should have Zach on it because Zach just did it yesterday for John Nimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah, for Nimmy Construction. He just did one of those. He had one of his circles. He had one like a really, really tight, tight circle pattern. You know, usually, you know, my dad or someone would see this. Man, whoever did that must have been drunk. Why would you do that on purpose? But when you restore a home, you know, especially insurance claims, they want it to look like that.
Right.
Sponges. And it isn't just a sponge. It's what kind of sponge, you know. So you hear me and Zach talk about this open, closed sponge, a fine sponge. We got green sponges, red sponges, black sponges, yellow sponges, sea sponges. There's different sponges will dictate the texture.
So it's not like you can just pick up any kind of sponge. You dip it into the mixture and you practice dabbing on the cloth and then put it up. I mean, there's an art
right,
to this
yeah,
whole thing.
And our plasters have signatures. You ever see like a fish scale pattern on there?
Mm-hmm.
The signatures? Yeah, before you paint them, they always look like fish scales. So some people will do like a real uniform. Some people do a figure eight. I always do the figure eight signature. But everybody does that. So I can go look at it and I can say, oh, Grand Rath did that one or Bartelic did that one. I can always tell who did other, previous other plasters that are like me.
Really?
Yeah, because you could wait how they float it. And, you know, when you just see like a flat float ceiling before they're painted, you can tell whose the plaster was because they always leave their signature.
So for somebody like this gal that has texted me now, for someone who has never done it, to think that this is going to be a fairly easy project because she read online that all you need to do is dip a small sponge into the mixture and go to work, she might be in for a rude awakening on this thing. To be done right.
It depends. It depends on what you're doing. If you're doing something that, you know, requires, sometimes you can do a texture, and especially when I work on homes from 1850s and stuff, That's what there was. It was someone that was, you know, between milk and cows and dairy farming, they're right. putting their own plaster on. So we have to imitate those textures. Though most of those are usually lime plasters, and it, you know, it's very forgiving. So therefore, it's those textures are a little bit more easier to go. Like a lot of times we'll texture that, and Zach says, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have my labor, and I'm going to tell, you know, tell my labor to, I'm going to have him go plaster it with his left hand, because that'll make it look like how the other person did it, because they had no skill whatsoever.
You know, and we're talking about ceilings at this point, but popcorn ceilings were really popular for a while.
I know. My dad used to just spray those. Because it's really weird, because I go to houses one thing, and you say, yeah, some idiot sprayed all these ceilings. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know. In the 70s, I remember doing it.
And so if somebody wants to smooth that out and get rid of it?
Yeah, we do it, yeah.
How difficult is that?
Yeah, it's even funnier, because we're the ones that made it look like this.
And now you're
my dad used to, we used to spray the popcorn on there, and we used to spray glitters on it. So they like little sparkles, little stars in the sky. Oh. Like this. And some of them, you know, because like I said, they're done in the 70s, a little yellowish and stuff.
Sure.
And they're still just the way we left them.
So if you want to smooth that out, if somebody wants to do that on their own, are you scraping?
Yeah, we usually have to scrape it down, because it's a simulated acoustic. It's not actual real acoustic. It's a simulated acoustic, which basically is just a bunch of perlite and stuff. You know, and perlite chunks are just thrown up. So what we do is you have to scrape anything that's loose. You scrape it off, then we weld it, and we just skim coat over it.
How far do you scrape it? Right down to the joint?
You got to scrape it down to something solid. You can't leave the film on there, because people do that. They try to plaster right over it. And the problem with that stuff is that's, you know, that stuff is not real friendly with water, and it'll dissolve, and once it comes down in sheets.
Oh, man. So the people that have the popcorn ceiling that they're just tired of it, they can call you guys.
Yeah, we can help them save money. We do it all the time. So you know what? If you cover and scrape this all down, you save yourself a fortune. You just hire us just to smear over it.
414-397-4072 is the number you would call. 414-397-4072. For all you guys that have the popcorn ceiling and you're sick of it, and you're thinking, man, all I got to do is just scrape it.
Well, you forgot about the other one, too, is another one that was done in a part of that. Stuff came in a bucket. I won't mention the company's name. But anyways, stuff came in a bucket, and you popped it down the ceiling, and it looked like little stalactites. You ever see those
things?
Yeah, I did. It's like a plastic coating.
Ooh.
That one's tough to scrape down. Usually we just, you know, we actually have an air chisel. We have to shoot over it real quick, and then we weld it and plaster it.
Oh.
But those little slate things
What
are
were
tough.
We thinking about back then? It right? Everybody had it. Yeah. Everybody thought it was really great, look cool.
Well, it was like Z-Brick in a kitchen. You know, that's awesome.
until it's time to.
And we're still taking that stuff off and smoothing out kitchens.
Man, that's, you know what? The fact that we did that, and you look, a lot of hotels, you know what? Older ones have that, all the popcorn up on the ceiling, and that's really hard to get off. When you're looking to repair a textured drywall, can you talk a little bit about how somebody do that on their own, or is that something that they have to call you on?
It depends on what kind of textures they are. We're working a lot of high-end homes, which have a lot of fancy decorations and stuff. And a lot of times what happens with that is somebody that originally did it went out of business or something, and they can't find the guys who did it. Ugh. And that's the hard part, because everybody has their own style of texturing. So then that's what we do, is we have to try to think how what they're thinking and how they were doing it. You look at this, it's, you know, do they have a, you know, 12-inch, 14-inch blade? We try to match up this. We match up the textures, match up consistency, because in order to get the texture perfectly, you have to do it exactly the way they did it and how they mixed it. And that can sometimes be a struggle. It's a little easier on a lot of homes after the 80s, because they pretty much use joint compound for texturing and drywall homes like that.
Yeah.
You know, but the earlier days with the plasters and stuff, you don't know what you're using, lime, you know, base coats, you had silica sand, 320 silica sand, 530 silica sand, those different materials.
Right. So we're going to get to break. Other side of the break, there's a lot of different types of wall textures to consider, correct? I mean, you're looking at comb or orange peel and sand swirl and all that. How do people make decisions on that? And well, I'll ask you about those. On the other side of the break, he's Bingo Emmons, again, owner of Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Call creativeconstruction.com is their website. Phone number is 414-397-4072. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGiver alongside Bingo Emmons from Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Again, call creativeconstruction.com, 414-397-4072.
If you want to get plastered.
If you want to get plastered. There you go. Ba-dum-bump. Bodie thinks he's funny. That's good. That's a good one. You should put that on the side of your trucks. Uh-huh. In red, of course.
Yeah.
Everything's in red for you guys. Your favorite. No, it's not your favorite color. Hey, we had left after last segment, right at the end of last segment, we talked about there's number of different wall textures to consider. And at least in the prep work that I did, comb textures are popular now more than anything, correct?
Yeah, but you got to remember those comb textures and those trowels with notch trowels and stuff. That's just for the drywall trade because it, you know, very little skills needed for them. And that's what it is. They run rakes across things and do things like this. We like to do that stuff, you know, the Queen Anne laces, the trowel finishes, the float finishes, the trowels with used tools more. But when you see those comb finishes and all that kind of finishes, where it looks like they took a notch trowel or something, go over it, that's just what they did. That means you can just have anybody just do it.
So that's why it says it's more popular, because it raises
your skills. That's like doing EFIS. EFIS is made for a non-plaster. It's made for the drywallers group or the painters group can do it. You know, same thing with all those textures. You know, that's not like a tradesman type texture.
So what when you guys do, and somebody asks you, hey, what type of texture do you think that we should go with? And again, doing this research, I've never heard of some of these. You know, slap brush, rosewood, crow's feet, stomp brush. I don't know any of that. So is there a certain one that you guys are known for?
Well, we like the one we call the Queen Anne's lace.
Right.
That's usually our favorite. That's my favorite go-to texture when people don't know what they want to do. Because basically you put it on, it covers a lot of sins on a wall. Because a lot of times when people texture when you go to a house, someone wants you to texture a home, it's because they want you to hide something. You know, they have paneling in a house. They don't want the paneling anymore, so we skim over it, and then we put a texture on it. And it's cheaper. The reason why you see homes that are textured, especially even old homes,
yeah.
You know why they're all textured? It was cheaper than doing smooth. That's why they texture them.
Really?
People think texturing is more expensive. It's not. Do you know why they texture all these big, fancy, huge homes with vaulted ceilings? Because it hides the flaws. That's why they texture them. They don't texture them because they want to make it look better. They texture it because... it tries to hide things. You know, we do texturing now because somebody says, you know, they want to put bricks on the wall, they want to put logs on the wall, they want to put some things in there, and they want some textures for accent and looks.
Hey, can you, if somebody has a textured ceiling, can you texture over the textured ceiling?
Yeah, you can. As long as you have you can plaster over anything that's got a solid surface to it. We plaster over ceramic tile.
Do you have to sand some of this first?
A lot of times, if there's chemicals, wax on or anything, that also has to be removed. We have ways of removing it. Then we kills it, or, you know, use bin sealer or one of those. Basically, just the key ingredient they've been doing for 100 years is use what it's called white shellac.
Yeah.
You know, which is nothing more than does chemicals. You put that on first, and your stuff will stick to it, no problem.
So if the ceiling is not heavily applied, right? If it's not, you can just, you don't have to then... break it down. I mean,
yeah,
you can
you
can texture right over it.
Yeah, unless there's water damage behind there, you usually don't have to take them down. If there's water damage or like, you know, the toilet or bathtub has been leaking for 50 years, then you usually got to take those ceilings down. But if it's solid and structural, you can go right over it.
So when you talk about doing that, what are there steps that you have to do to smooth or to go over a textured ceiling?
Every job is unique. It depends on what it is. You know, like let's just say if a smoker's lived in a house, you got to treat a wall differently than you do with someone that's, you know, paints their house every 3 years. You know, there's different walls, different things on there, and the kitchen ceilings.
Yeah.
The reshmear kitchen ceiling is tough, especially as, you know, because you get a lot of grease and a lot of things up on there.
Do you know, last week, we had talked, Tom Mainville was in, and we talked a lot about, we looked back at 2018 and some of the things they were saying were going to happen in 2019. And then we looked at what they're saying, some of the trends for 2020. In your business, is there certain textures or textured ceilings that are outdated now that people, we talked about the popcorn one. That's outdated, right?
Like I said, the stuff that came in a bucket, you put it on yourself. Any homeowner could put it on. that kind of stuff all came in there. That company's out of business now that made those products, that kind of stuff. That's just, it's just outdated. Nobody likes it. You know, nobody likes it. And you see things like that. You see, you know, well, it's just, how about putting mirrors on a wall? Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for bringing that up there, okay. Pal.
Yeah, dude, that stuff from the 70s and stuff, it just, you put it on there. People think, oh my God, this is awesome. You walk in a house, how much do you guys want to take this off? Before they buy it, they want to know if they can have it done. That's how bad they hate it.
Yeah. Well, it took us a long time to get those down, but we got them down. And thank goodness Zach Emmons from Creative Construction of Wisconsin was there. Once I got those mirrors out, he was right there behind me to fix the wall. And the wall looks better than it did ever after he did it. But it was, you know, it was a process to get those, all those mirrors, because they had taped them. And there was probably, I don't know, 40 of them up on that wall. They were just squared mirrors.
You know, he was talking to me. So, oh, yeah, he said, I'll just pop this right off. No, they didn't come off that easy.
They didn't come. You know what? When Zach was over the time that he did the front walk for us, and we had that conversation, he said, yeah, I think this will be easy. And he went to pop one off, and he said, yeah, it's probably not going to be as easy as I thought it was going to be. Because he thought, oh, my goodness, they glued them. But they didn't. The tape was just old, but they stuck. They hung in there. And when one Sunday, Terry was gone, and I thought, you know what? I've got about 3 hours. I'm going to just start this process and see what happens. And so I put the goggles on, because you made sure. You said, yeah, look, because these are going to break. Put goggles on so you don't get glass in your eye. And I started figuring it out. After about row three, I got into a pretty good rhythm. The first three rows were like, I have no idea what I'm doing. And then I figured it out. And I got them all off in a couple hours. It was fine. But there, where the tape was, there were some pretty decent gouges on that wall. And certainly needed to call in a professional like Zach Emmons to come in and fix that wall. And I know you and Deborah are out of town. He said, hey, I'll pop in and out the next couple of days, but I'll get it done. And sure enough, that's what he did. And Terry works out of her home, and she was like, hey, Zach's here. And about 3 hours later, she'd say, Zach's gone. And I go, how's it look? She goes, unbelievable. And he came and made sure before we had our painter come in that it was perfect. And in fact, our painter said, man, I'd like to follow whoever did this work. I'd like to follow them every time.
Yeah, we actually do. We do work for a lot of painting contractors like that. Basically, when people paint it themselves, we don't. We used to not prime patches or anything ahead of time, but we found out that so many painters don't know how to prime or prep, or just they go buy a paint because it says primer included or something. They don't prime it, or they don't seal them up properly. So like when we do a patches for painters and stuff, we actually prime them ahead of time, so they're primed and ready for painting.
Yeah, and the guy who was painting, who was Steven, he's my brother John's partner, is really good, and he knows all of that. But he was just so happy to come in, and he looked around, and he just went, yeah, oh, man.
It's all paint ready.
It's all.
You don't have to prep it or nothing.
He said, all I got to do, and he was trying. In fact, he was going to go out of town at the end of the week, and he said, hey, do you know when your guy's going to get done? Because I'd like to maybe get out of town on Thursday, but depending on how much prep work I have to do. And he walked in, he said, I'll be able to get out of town on Wednesday because all the prep work has been done. And Zach did a great job. There's no doubt. How much work do you do in the texture business? Is that a big part of what you guys do?
It's a big part. As I was just telling you later, I don't know if it was like the name drop and stuff. But anyways, I went to a Frank Lloyd Wright deal yesterday.
Okay.
They got six buildings. One of them got restored. The guy that they're using is no longer in business. Nothing is wrong with them. A lot of us, I'm the youngest plaster of the real plasters. They're real hardcore plasters, Zach's taken over. I mean, there is none of those kind of plasters left. Well, anyways, so we're walking through with them. So we're at these buildings and, they're looking at that. And it's, there are a lot of textures, a lot of different things, a lot of different years. And it's like any houses we do. Like, I did the oldest house in Fox Point or something. You go look at the texture, you look at it, and then you look around and you try to figure out what were they thinking, what were they doing. You know, a lot of times you see these big textures, these big popcorn textures. And you say, well, they didn't have air in the 1800s. How'd they do this?
Right.
And it's basically it's willows. Take a whole bunch of willow branches, you dip it, tie them together, and you dip in a thing, and you just snap it against your wrist, and you make these textures and stuff. So then we'll do it. When we're trying to do a perfect matching, we'll imitate it and try to make it the way they did it. Because, they didn't have Portland cements like they do now. They had a
Are you going to be doing those, all five of them, you think?
Well, we're talking about right now. That's what they do. They want me to, spread it out in years and projects.
Sure.
Because, you know, they took them like 10 years or something just to do the last one. Now they want to see if they can do it within the next 15 years do all the other ones.
Wow.
And they just, they bought them up. It's a whole block. They bought them all up and they just, and they want to restore them all.
So that would be a really cool project for you guys.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And especially if you look at that, because the way they did their lathing, you know, I get excited about it. Nobody else really care, but they're lathing. They don't have any vapor barrier insulation or tar paper or any of that stuff. It's just, they got this old fashioned wood type lath that's got data grooves in it and stuff like this. And it's the same stuff to use in interior and exterior. And you know, remember, those homes were built for low cost homes, like 800 square foot homes.
Right.
They're like low cost homes for anybody to live in. It's just awesome way they set them up.
Man, that's good stuff. He's Bingo Emmons, Creative Construction in Wisconsin. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Bingo Emmons, Creative Construction of Wisconsin. So the guy that I just let in is coming in for the U Sports Show. Guy I went to high school with, Dave Volk. We're going to talk Junior Chiefs youth football, Heartland Arrowhead area. And he was listening to the show. He goes, dude, I want to come in. I want to come on that show. And I go, what? He goes, I love attempting all the stuff you guys are talking about. Some things I've done pretty good and I've gotten better. He said, but I just like trying that kind of stuff.
Well, that's what's fun about our business. People say, you know, I could get a job doing something else, but it's fun. It's fun. Like Zach will talk about this all the time because that's what he always talked about. The first time he really started getting along with this whole thing is when someone says, I always wanted this in my house. I always wanted a stucco in my house. I wanted this. I wanted that, you know, and then you make it and you create it. And, you know, now you're on your Christmas card list, and especially with Facebook, where now we're friends with these people.
Right.
You know, it's just awesome.
How often do you have to go out, guys like Dave Volk, who have, you know, want to try this on their own and fail? How often are you out there going, and look, let me fix this for you.
I used to, when I was younger, I used to be pretty cocky about, you guys are stupid. What are you doing? You're wasting my time and money. But it's different now. I promote the plastering, the skill of, you know, the sport and skill of plastering and stuff.
Right.
I promote it. And you get people a lot of times, I want to try it myself. So we'll work with them. You know, and I know it, when I'm younger, you're like, oh man, they're so slow and this is horrible. But when you get older, you're like, you know what? This is great. They're doing this. And we'll, like, there's some people now, we'll build scaffold for them. They'll do their own metal lathing. We'll show them how to do all the different steps and all the phases. And then they feel like, you know, they feel like they did it themselves. And then they hire us to, we always say, do as much as you can and hire us to do the spots you can't.
Yeah, that's smart. Hey, we're going to spend more time on Talking Skills USA again. Getting back to school now in the next few weeks. High schools will kick back in. Skills USA is not only for high school, but it's for some grade schools throughout the state of Wisconsin. And we've had this conversation a number of times. Skills USA is really big outstate in the state of Wisconsin, all over the country, but not so big here in southeast Wisconsin.
Yeah, and I don't know why that is, especially if you go up north. And but anyways, you know, Skills USA, it's community, it's businesses, you know, teaming up with schools, you know, to help with the, you know, the skills gap that we have.
Well, and let me give you the mission statement of Skills USA, and people understand what we're talking about. Skills USA empowers its members to become world-class workers, leaders, and responsible American citizens. Skills USA improves the quality of our nation's future skilled workforce through a development of framework skills that include personal, workplace, and technical skills grounded in academics. So it's not just in the trades. They're not just teaching people how to use a hammer. There's a whole, it is a wide variety.
It's everything. Like when we do the state competition, it's everything from their resumes and how to do it. They just don't teach them how to be a worker. They teach them how to be a good worker, high-paying worker. The people, well, you saw when we did our competition, you know, you saw those girls like this, right? Don't tell me they're not making top wage at any construction company that they join.
Well, and you know what? Guys here, I know a year ago and the year before, we're standing there offering kids that are sophomores and juniors in high school from upstate saying, look, when you graduate from high school, you want to move to the big city? I have a job for you. They're offering these kids jobs and they're juniors in high school.
And there are jobs that we can you can support and pay a family right out of high school, without any college debt or anything.
Well, and SkillsUSA is a look. I know you're really involved with those guys because you believe in what their mission statement is. You believe in the vision of what they're doing. You know, we've talked about the overview on what they're trying to accomplish, and it's a national membership program. And you know what? Google SkillsUSA. If you want to take a look at some of the things that they do and how they do it and kind of why they do what they do is on that website. And if you're a student, if you're a teacher, if you're, you know, somebody who's, you know, part of the administration of a school and you think, look, we're starting to dip into that a little bit where I coach basketball at Greendale Martin Luther. You know, they have, you know, a couple of different shop classes. They've got a wood shop and a metal shop. This would be perfect for them. To get involved with SkillsUSA, this would be a perfect place. I don't think they know anything about it. And so I think it's important for administrators to go to SkillsUSA.org as their website and take a look at what they offer and how they offer it and understand that there's a number of schools throughout the state of Wisconsin that are heavily involved with SkillsUSA. And their website, it's not the best website I've ever been on, but it's got a lot of words. But take a look at it because you can really kind of get a feel for what the mission is of this company.
Yeah, and it's, you know, if you're a school and you're thinking about it or something like this and you're still on the fence or something, if you get a hold of Diane at her office, she'll give you some tickets. You can come and watch this event. I mean, she offers that. I mean, we promote this and, you know, because for selfish reasons too. You know, remember, NARI contractors are the best contractors in the state.
No
clearly,
doubt.
Clearly, right?
Yep.
Right? And we want the best workers. So when you do these competitions, you get to see who these workers are, and then you get them. And look at schools like New Berlin. New Berlin's new. Muskego's new to the game, right? Now, New Berlin's got two teams. Muskego's got three teams. They get it. They
right.
get it. And these are school districts where you think, oh, man, these kids just want to go to college. Not everybody wants to go to college. Look at my son, Zach. He's accepted an MOC, smart. Can do any of that
yep.
stuff, right? He just wants to go do what he's doing for a living. And right now, he makes more money than any of his friends.
Yeah, no doubt. And his dog's awfully cute. The fall show, the home remodeling show that's coming up in October, we're going to have SkillsUSA back.
In correct? Spring.
In spring,
that's,
correct?
That's actually their state competitions at our show.
Yeah,
Mary
I love
hosts
that.
That.
Last year, how many teams do we have?
I think we had 13 teams.
Yeah, 13. I thought 13 or 14
yeah.
in that number. And our goal, I think, this upcoming year should be about 20.
Yeah.
If we can get 20 teams in there, space, we have enough space for that. So we need to take a look at it. The home and remodeling show that's coming up in October, you can go to NARIMilwaukee.org. If you're looking to buy tickets, you can get a discount on the tickets right now. Again, $8 online. But that's October 18th, 19th, and 20th. Tell Deb thanks a lot. Those zucchini, they're gone.
I tell you, you look healthy already.
Yeah, Nick ate about four of them, and now they're gone. So I told him he could have one. I turned my back. Boom, they're
and
gone.
And I don't regret it.
And he doesn't regret it. Yeah, that's great. So tell her thank you. It's good to see
right.
you, Bingo.
Yep.
Yeah, call creativeconstruction.com if you want to get a hold of Bingo Emmons. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.